This program is brought to you by CSIP, Gores, Valeo, and Company, and Real Excellence Online.
Three, two, one, take off.
A new exploration awaits in the Unmuted 2.0, where we continue to spread smiles as we redefine possibilities.
Wow, Miss! Ang sexy mo namang hipon.
Uy, classmates, saan ka galing? Nakakaya naman sa makeup mo. Nasa school lang naman tayo.
Ano ba naman yung suot mo? Saan ka ba pupunta, ha? Kulang na lang, ilabas mo na yung kaluluwa mo.
Yan ang mga linyahang kadalasan kong naririnig sa mga tao sa paligid ko. Pero kahit ano pang tingin at sabihin nila, isa lang ang alam ko. At yun ay ang maganda at mabuti akong tao.
Grabe yung skit natin na partner, parang ang bigat sa feeling pero at the same time empowering. Kasi grabe yung pinakita natin dun sa skit eh. Pinakita natin dun na how quick people are to judge on others based on their physical appearance, 'di ba? Kung how they express themselves without actually knowing kung sino ba talaga yung tao and how it would make them feel kapag sinabi yung opinion. But at the same time I also admire diba, the main character, the protagonist. Kasi regardless kung ano yung sinasabi ng mga tao sa paligid niya, wala. Like, she knows who she is. She knows her worth and she has the confidence, diba? To say na, I am beautiful inside and out, diba? Partner, ano bang take mo ron?
Yes, eh, na-admire ko din yung girl kasi kahit na ang dami niyang naririnig na hindi nakakatulong at hindi naman magagandang salita sa paligid niya, hindi niya hinahayaan na maapektuhan siya. Kilala niya yung sarili niya at may tiwala din siya. Kaya hindi niya na iniintindi yung mga negatibong sinasabi ng iba, di ba? So, yung story na nga na narinig natin kanina ay very timely for our second episode of The Unmuted 2.0. Because our topic for today is entitled, I Am Me, Breaking the Beauty Standards. I am Haita.
And I am Gab. And we are your hosts for today's episode. Ayun nga, mabalik tayo sa pinag-uusapan natin kanina. So, nang pag-share na tayo ng take natin tungkol dun sa scenario. Pero, di ba? Ako personally, ah, nakarelate ako dun sa skit. Kasi, nung bata rin, di ba? Parang na-experience ka rin yung mabully ako sa physical appearance ko. Tapos, it's very hard to accept na parang, ayun yung tingin sa'yo ng tao or dina-judge ka nila based on it. So, parang for me, ang hirap nun and it takes a lot of courage, diba? To say na, ay, okay lang, wala akong pakialam, diba? So, I really admire the girl dun sa ating scenario. And I wish, diba, maging ganun din tayo someday. Ikaw, a partner, do you relate to it?
Yes, nakaka-relate din ako, Gab, kasi may mga naririnig din ako mga negative at masasakit na salita from other people. Pero hindi tulad ng babae nga kanina sa story na kaya niyang hindi magpa-apekto. Ako kasi parang kahit itry ko na hindi maapektuhan eh. Ang hirap eh, naapektuhan pa rin talaga ako. Pero Gab, tamang-tama. Dahil ang guest natin for today's episode, ang sa tingin ko ang magpapabago ng mindset at buhay natin. O, di ba? Kulang na lang sabihin ko, power. Power?
Power!
Power! Ayan. But no, kidding aside, let us welcome our guest. She is a freelance model, makeup artist, and a content creator. She is no other than Miss Zina Beatrice Santos. Hi, Miss Zina. How are you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing great. Nakabahan ba? I'm great.
Yeah. And
it's good to know that you're doing well, diba? Lalo ngayong pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. Diba? And kayo, kamusta kayo?
And okay naman po. Yan, we're good po. Siyempre, excited na nandito kayo sa aming podcast. So, binigyan niyo kami ng time.
It's an honor to be here. I'm really happy na naging part ako nito.
Yes, and likewise, Miss Zina. So, ayun nga, recap lang tayo sa pinag-uusapan namin kanina ni Hayes. So, we've talked about yung beauty and confidence ng isang tao and also the opinion of others about it, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, for you, how do you define beauty and what makes a person beautiful? Diba? Miss Universe na ba to?
Yari tayo dyan, char. personally, in my own opinions, I think the definition of beauty is self-love and self-acceptance. It's kind of like a mindset for me. Because when you get to the point of being comfortable in yourself, you're going to embrace who you are. And you don't need like society's validation in order to feel beautiful and confident about yourself. I think that is like the most beautiful thing I find in a person. Because not everybody gets to do that. Not everybody has that self-esteem to be comfortable with who they are. So I think the definition of beauty is really self-love and acceptance.
Napakaganda na sinabi ni Ms. Zinia. You don't need the validation of yung society, di ba?
Yeah, definitely.
So, ayan, marami sa atin yung naapektuhan sa mga sinasabi ng iba. Bale, parang kung ano yung iisipin natin or kung ano yung paniniwalaan natin, how we should act and how we should be, ay nakadepende minsan kung ano yung iniisip or sinasabi ng ibang tao. So, Ms. Zina, na-experience niyo na po bang mabash or mabully because of your physical appearance? And how did you overcome it or how did you build your self-confidence?
Kotang-kota ako dyan sa pambabully. ever since I was in kindergarten from elementary to junior high school, yung tatlong stages na yun, puno ako ng pambubuli kasi it's not easy to grow up here in the Philippines with curly hair and tan skin, obviously, kasi I think my type of beauty is like the opposite of what our beauty standard stands for. So not everybody gets to accept this kind of like looks. People here, usually here in our country, they usually go for like mapute and straight hair, and kasi that's like the normal type of beauty. So every time they see someone like us, we tend to be like so different. So ayun, kota ako sa mga pambubuli nila. They always tell me na they always tell me na I like kulay ako ng tree, ng kahoy, ayun, tas putik, may naglalakad daw na damit. Then one time when I was in third grade, somebody pushes me sa putikan kasi doon daw ako nababagay. So it was really tough growing up. I know, diba, yung reaction ni Gabriel. talaga napaka bad nung panahon na yun. So it's not easy. But I overcome it when I think I was in senior high school kasi I work as a makeup artist and accidentally I got into modeling industry. And I was very blessed because it's like a blessing in disguise. And as I explored the modeling industry, I kind of like have this eye opener. Now, how come these people, professional photographers, editorial stylists, and you know, mga tao na nasa loob ng industry, they appreciate the diverse beauty, not just the mapute, not just tan skin, and also black people. Like they appreciate all types of beauty. And that's when I realized that beauty comes in all sizes, shapes, and colors. Like, you don't need people's validation, honestly. Because to have that, to overcome it, I think you need to love yourself, as I said earlier. Then I focus on myself instead of focusing on others' opinion. Na, you don't get to tell me kung anong gagawin ko kasi it's my life. It's my own, you know, story. So I get to decide what I'm gonna do in my appearance, and you don't get to judge me, and I'm gonna follow you, diba? If that makes sense.
Yeah, and so such a very inspiring story coming from Ms. Zina, especially at a young age, diba? Ganun yung experiences mo. So,
yeah.
Nakaka-lift ng sarili because ikaw, diba, coming from that experience, you were able to overcome such difficult times at a young age. It inspires me and it touches me. Person na parang, gusto ko rin ganon din sana. Kasi si Ms. Zina kaya, diba? Why can't I? Ganon yung take ko from that.
Yeah, so definitely.
I really appreciate that.
And plus, diba, models are usually so high.
Yeah.
Diba? Ang taas ng mga model, 5'7", 5'11". I'm actually 5'1". Maliit lang ako. So, before kasi ganun yung beauty standard. But now I can see how our society is getting more diverse, which is good. They're actually appreciating now. And I feel bad to those person na stay with that crab mentality na ito lang maganda. Kasi the world is revolving and we are now appreciating different types of beauty. And it's your loss if you're not gonna appreciate one of them.
Sobrang ano, may mga tao talaga na they stick too much to society standards.
And, totoo.
Diba, to our listeners, we encourage you, diba? Si Ms. Zina na yung example, diba? Just express yourselves, diba? Be who you are. And speaking of that, Ms. Zina, how do you show people that quote unquote I am me, na ikaw ay ikaw, diba? You are you.
Yeah, Before, lagi ko binabago sarili ko. Simula grade 5 ako hanggang junior high school, lagi ko nire-rebound ako because of what other people are saying about me. And I always use this whitening soap, tapos whitening supplement. Lahat na ginagawa ko para mabago sarili ko. But I got to the point where I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, hindi ko to deserve. Hindi to deserve na sarili ko. Like, I deserve better. I am, like, more than this. I should value myself. I should appreciate myself. So, what I do is I focus on my asset. I focus on myself instead of focusing on other people's opinion. And I grow my hair, my curly hair. I enhance everything that I have. And I showed it to my media. And I use my platform to, like, raise awareness that being tan, being curly is actually beautiful. And I'm showing that this is me, no matter what you're going to tell me. And no matter what other people is going to say about me. Like, it doesn't matter because the opinion that matters to me and myself and the positive people and healthy environment around me. Ayan.
Yes, ang ganda lang sinabi ni Miss D. Nakaka-inspire naman talaga. Tama ko, yung nag-agree ako dun sa ano,
mm-mm,
mga sinabi niyo na you don't have to change yourself para lang matanggap ng ibang tao.
Totoo. Diba? Totoo.
Yes. So, yun po. So, as your parting sentiments para sa ating Celestars, do you have any advice or message for the people who are afraid to be themselves because of others' opinions?
I think it's natural for us people to have this kind of habit, which is kind of toxic, and I don't blame them. Before meganun din ako, we have this habit of nitpicking. Yung every time you're gonna look in the mirror, you tend to always look for a flaw. Parang yung mata mo nagzoom in sa mga imperfections mo, mga mali na ayaw mo sa katawan mo. And after that, maybe you're gonna go through social media, you're gonna see somebody in person, you're gonna be like, oh, I wish I'm that person. Why can't I have that kind of asset? Why don't I have that features? Bakit hindi ako siya? Why don't I have her life? Like, you compare yourself to others and that creates, like, a massive insecurity that is not healthy for your mentality and it's not good for you. And you don't deserve that, honestly. And I think we all should stop comparing ourselves to others and focus on us. Because I think most of the people is afraid of doing self-love because they think it's selfish. They think na being confident is like a bad thing because you're being like too much of yourself, which is not.
Yeah, it's parang narcissistic. There's
like a fine line of being narcissist and self-love.
Yeah.
I think the first key of being happy in life is being comfortable and loving yourself.
So you gotta agree with that.
Yeah. Diba? You gotta stop comparing yourself to others and stop wasting your energy and your time on impressing other people, like focusing on other people's opinion. Like, do your thing, figure out what you like, figure out your style, like how you want your makeup, how you want to be dressed. Like, stop like focusing on other na ay dapat ito suot mo, tapos sasabihin ng society natin na medyo conservative na ay wag magawin niya, wag ganyan. Eh paano kung you disagree on that? You're gonna listen to that people instead of listening to your heart. Like, you should prioritize yourself more, prioritize yourself more instead of focusing on other people. Ayun yung advices ko.
Yes. Thank you very much, candidate number one.
Ay, hi.
Messina pala.
And thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much for those sentiments. Talagang, ano siya, hindi lang siya touching. It comes from life lessons talaga na parang, ito yun eh, you've been there, you've done that, ganun. Mm-hmm. So, I hope sa ating listeners na nakikinig ngayon, diba, this is your sign, ito na yung sign mo, diba, forget what other people are saying about you, just be yourself, diba, express yourself how you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ako personally, though personally, diba, mahirap siyang gawin.
Mm-hmm.
Diba, since, like me, I'm a people pleaser, no?
Oh my God. Masyado diba? Ako bait.
Yung parang, ano, parang gusto mo sumunod sa standards na iba just because, diba? You feel the satisfaction na parang accepted ka eh, ganun.
Mm-mm.
But sometimes, what they do not see or what they do not appreciate is yung satisfaction na hindi ka nila tanggap. Pero, ikaw yun, na-express mo yung sarili mo.
Yeah, I think a big factor then is your, like, environment. The people around you who constantly judge you and gives you negative feedbacks. And that, hindi mo naman maiwasan, kikim-kimin mo din naman yun. So, I think it's better to cut those people off. Kasi, if they don't accept you, other people will. You deserve so much better. If hindi ka tanggap ng isang to, hindi ka gusto, it's your loss.
That's true. Kasi, yeah, you just need to find the right kind of people.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't know, there's lots of people in the world who actually looks up to you. Na ikaw, ang baba-baba ng tingin mo sa sarili mo, di mo alam yung kapatid mo, ang taas ng tingin sa'yo, yung kaklase mo, they look up to you. Like, you know, you're gonna surround yourself with the right people talaga in order to have like a positive mindset as well. Cut those people who gives you negative things.
Yes, di nila deserve, diba? Di mo deserve yung ganyang environment.
Totoo. It's a big factor, environment. Cut those people off. 2022 na, tanggalin mo na sila.
Oras na para magkaroon ng bagong tao sa mga buhay nyo.
Everybody diba? Deserves something better.
Yes.
Don't settle for less.
Yes. Never settle for less, guys.
I learned that the hard way. Oh my God. I learned that the hard way.
Ayan, Haisa. Ikaw ba? Ano ba yung mga take mo dyan? From Miss Zina, may questions ka pa ba na gustong itadong, diba? Time na natin to.
Time na to.
So, ano ba pwede kong matanong? Marami akong gustong itanong, pero...
Iwasan natin yan.
Di rin po ako magaling sa math. Pero siguro, ano po yung siguro yung mga practices mo para parang mas lalong tumaas yung confidence ko siguro, ganun.
Mm-hmm. For example?
Like for example po yung pagkagising, haras sa lamin, ang ganda mo, magsasabi ng mga ganun. Yung mga ganun po ba kayo?
Wala. Siguro iba yung coping mechanism ko bago ko ma-achieve yung ganito klaseng confidence and self-love. I use makeup actually to make my confidence a lot more better. Kasi every time I look in the mirror, I think I look dull. And I see this girls on Instagram that is so pretty. And I'm like, that's fine. I can do that. Kaya ko yan. So I always do these types of makeup. And instead of using this white foundation, two shade lighter, and trying to change my features, I actually enhance them. And I think that helps me a lot of knowing na, I'm not really that bad looking. And I explore these different kinds of clothing, now what works for me. Na maybe I see this kind of outfit na ang ganda, then I tried it on, it doesn't look good on me. I'm not gonna continue that. I'm gonna try something else that's gonna work for me, diba? Like it's a matter of knowing what you like and what you don't. And instead of pipilitin mo yung ayaw mo na pinipilit sa iyo ng iba.
Yes.
Diba? Try to explore things na will make you feel good. Maybe something na, maybe acting will feel good. Do workshop. Sali ka ng agencies. Maybe you love painting. Does join exhibits. I think doing something that you love will actually boost your confidence as well now. Will make you realize that you're worth it. And it'll make you value yourself more.
Yes, not just physically, no, just as a whole.
Doing something you love will really help you a lot.
And so sa ating listeners, we hope, diba, na ma-discover niyo what really makes you happy, what is your passion in life, diba, to be a better you, to appreciate yourself more, not just physically, pero ano ba yung kaya mo i-offer, diba, to know your worth.
True, yeah. And to the people that have acne problems, do skincare. Like, do the stuff that's gonna make you feel better. And kung gusto ko parang to ako ng ilong, why not? If that's gonna make you feel happy and confident, yes, go for it. Like, I have nothing against it. As long as you're not doing it because other people says you to, if you want it, then do it. Diba?
Yes, your body, your choice.
True, ganun. Whatever that's gonna make you happy, it's gonna help you a lot.
And with that, I hope sa ating listeners, diba, may natutunan sana kayo. And hopefully, na-encourage kayo ni Miss Zina and nung talks natin, diba, to be who you are, to explore more of yourselves. Diba? With that, thank you very much, Miss Zina.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun. Yeah.
Indeed, we had fun talking with you as well. And of course, thank you for sharing your experiences, diba, and giving us tips, and you also giving us time, diba?
Thank you very much, Nina. God bless you. Stay safe po sa inyo. Thank you.
And so, thank you very much, Miss Zina. And, of course, Haiza.
Ayan. Baka po may gusto po kayong i-shout out or i-promote Miss Zina.
Oh, social media ka ba? Got it? You guys can actually follow me on TikTok. I post lots of my contents there, my makeup and photo shoots I always do, and tips on how to be a model if bet nyo. And a makeup artist. You can check it out at Hey Zena. It's just double E and double Y, then underscore, then Zena. It's easy to find them. Mahanap niyo agad yun. All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much for Ms. Zena, and we wish to see you more in our events, and hopefully you have enjoyed today's episode with us. Yeah. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Zena. Stay safe.
Thank you.
And with that, here are our few reminders para naman lalong gumanda ang mood ng ating Celestars. The application for Paragons is still open to our 5th and 4th year bonafide R3JPNs, and the requirements are sent through your email. See you there, R3JPNs, and watch out for the Unmuted 2.0's upcoming episodes under What is Love series, starting with the episode 3 entitled Part 1, The Self. This has been Haisa together with
Gab, and we are your hosts for episode 2, I Am Me, Breaking the Beauty Standards. Thank you everyone, and see you on our next episode.
Our reminder for today is, we are all beautiful inside and out. Kaya't natuto kang mahalin ang iyong sarili dahil ikaw ay buo't kumpleto na. Ikaw ay tunay na mahalaga.
Pagkat nalaman na ang ibig sabihin. sa panaginip, ibang lagi nakikita mo. Pero di mo na kailangan hanapin ang sarili pagkat ika'y buo't kumpleto na. Huwag mong kalimutan na ika'y napakalimutan.